Eddie Money. Now, in this bio I'm reading, it says that Eddie did become a police officer for a couple of years. Oh. I don't know. I've heard of conflicting reports about that. But it says in 1968, after serving as a New York police officer for 2 years, Eddie put his law enforcement career on hold.
After he got caught with his hands in the evidence drawer.
Yeah, you never know with Eddie Money. You just don't know. But yeah, I think his dad, his dad was an officer. So
maybe
was,
they said, Eddie, you need to cut your hair. And he said, I'm not going to do that.
That could have been it. Now, I don't know if you still need to. I don't know what the restrictions are.
Can cops have long hair?
I don't know. You know who will know? Bellingham Police Lieutenant Claudia Murphy joins us as we have Law Enforcement Appreciation Day that KISM is a part of at the Bellingham Police Department today between 5 and 7. Later on today, we'll be out in the parking lot, as we've done the last few years, with an open house where the vehicles come out, the police canines come out, the Hempler Bun Busters come out, and the kids come out and have a great time. Good morning, Lieutenant Murphy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
So what is the deal on hair? Now, I know you can have tattoos now. Are there restrictions on hair?
Yes, we still very much so are a paramilitary organization in general. There are restrictions on hair and grooming. Tattoos are allowed, but there are restrictions on where they can be placed.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
No beards.
For our department, there are no beards. Around the nation, you will find that there are some departments who have begun to allow facial hair.
What about piercings?
It depends on where they are. Yes, we can have piercings. Like, we can only wear one earring in each ear at a time.
Okay.
And we can have no facial piercings.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, you come see your fine Bellingham Police Department today, the men and women who serve at the police department. And you can ask them about all of those restrictions if you want when you see them today. Bring the kids. It is a fun event. The kids last year when I was there, they were kind of like lining up to sit on the motorcycle with that had the lights on, and just to be around that stuff when you're a little kid is fascinating. I imagine that's one of your favorite parts of all this.
It absolutely is, to watch the kids around the officers and our equipment and asking the questions, demystifying some of the equipment. Is really fantastic. And to watch our rescue vehicle become a jungle gym of sorts when the kids are there is really nice.
What are some of your favorite questions that you do get from the kids?
I like it when they ask why I like my job and what about it made me be a police officer and why I've done it for so long, because it allows me to, and I think for all of our officers, it allows them to really answer the questions that we don't normally get. And it's more of a personal thing. Why do we do what we do? And maybe that will strike a chord in a young child, and they'll turn around and remember that and also become an officer, which I still to this day believe is one of the most honorable professions that you can attain in your life. And so to have kids ask us why we do what we do is really reflective and allows us to tell them something a little bit more personal than, you know, how many car chases have you been in? And so it's to me, that's the best part, that and watching children smile and be at ease in our police department. That's fantastic.
And I found for my generation, some of the officers that I've talked to over the years who are kind of my age, they would say that, well, one of the things when they were kids was Adam 12, that
watching
show.
TV.
And it was the uniforms and the black and white cars, you know. And then, obviously, there's a greater purpose that comes along as you get a little older, but what was it for you?
Honestly, for me, it was personally, I had just gotten out of the military and I was working, and I decided that I very much missed being in a uniform service with like-minded people who all had the same mission in mind but had the ability to do things differently at the same time. And that the Army was kind of like that, because we don't all have the same job in the Army, but we all have the ultimate mission of serving our country. And so the police department was the very best thing that I could see, a uniformed service, a mission to serve your community for the greater good. And then ultimately it was of being of service to this country, which was the ultimate thing for me.
Yeah.
Bellingham Law Enforcement Appreciation tonight, 5 to 7. John will be there. Lots of Hempler Bun Buster hot dogs and everything. And our friends from Jaeger Sporting Goods and North Coast Credit Union. with the Bellingham Police Department. And with the canine officers, I'm fascinated with what the work they do, you know, with the military. And then we've talked to some of the Department of Corrections people that work with canines and stuff. The canine dogs with the police force, they're pretty special animals and pretty highly regarded members of the force as well, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Our four dogs are very highly regarded. They're very highly trained. Their handlers are incredible human beings, being able to train these dogs the way they do and put the hours in. These handlers are on 24/7 because that dog needs care and nurturing that entire time. So they're incredible people, and we are really proud to show them off tonight, and they're going to have a little demonstration. It'll be at a specific time, probably somewhere between 5:45 and 6 o'clock. We'll make an announcement where we'll have everybody go and watch our canine teams do a bit of a demonstration, and then they can go back to the individual booths that we'll have set up with all the other folks that are going to be there.
There's a bike registration program that's going on, and then there's another thing that kids can do, some kind of fingerprinting thing, right? Fingerprinting
demonstration. I did that when I was about 17.
So we do have our bike registration. We encourage people to bike down, and they can register their bikes, and that's great. But we're going to have a new little addition this year. Our crime scene investigators, or a couple of them, will be in our front yard. They have a booth set up where they're going to teach kids how to find fingerprints on a surface. So see it in the movies or you see it in the shows, when they're recovering a fingerprint left behind by, you know, a burglar or something, they're going to teach the kids how to do that. So we think that's going to be a really popular station with the children.
All right, well, it's going to be a fun night tonight, 5 to 7, right in the parking lot of the Bellingham Police Department. Weather is going to be good for it as well. Thank you, North Coast Credit Union. The Yeager's Sporting Goods folks involved in this every year as well. And thank you to the fine men and women at the Bellingham Police Department. We look forward to seeing you down there between 5 and 7 tonight. Lieutenant Claudia Murphy, thank you, and we'll see you this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.